So far, we've talked with leaders from Charlotte, Williamston, and St. John's, and this morning we are turning to Owosso. And the city is about 40 miles northeast of Lansing in Shiawassee County, and joining us today is the mayor of Owosso, Chris Eveleth. And good morning.
Good morning, Brooke. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And so I want to know a little bit about you. And so how long have you been mayor?
I have been mayor since the end of last November, right after our election, on election day, early November. We had our organizational meeting where everyone was sworn in. Just a couple of weeks after that. So since then.
So brand new.
That's right. That's right.
So have you always been involved in politics?
Probably since a pretty young age. I used to help out on campaigns as a teenager locally, people running for county commissioner, county offices, sheriff, things like that. So yeah, it's been quite a while.
So are you a lifelong resident of Owosso?
I am.
Oh, okay.
I am.
Okay, so tell me how it was growing up in Owosso and now being the mayor.
You know, it was really great. I think like a lot of younger people, you kind of always dream of getting out when you're an adult. But over time, I came to appreciate a lot of the things that we had in Owosso. So it's really great being mayor now. It's not something I ever really saw myself doing. So it's still, even 6 months, 7 months later, kind of an adjustment mentally for me.
So how is it being out in public now?
It's a lot of fun, actually. That's one of the more fun parts, I would say, is going out and having people yell across the street when you're walking downtown, "Hi, Mr. Mayor, how are you?" It's just a lot of fun hearing stuff like that.
So what's the most favorite thing of yours about Owosso?
Oh, gosh. I mean, it sounds probably kind of cliche and corny, but I really love all the people. I mean, that's really who makes a community, right? And
how many people are in Owosso?
About 15,200, just shy of. So it's great to go out, and people are very friendly there. I hear that time and again, and you always get a friendly hello on a sidewalk, even if people don't know who you are.
But I'm sure everyone knows who you are now, right?
Yeah, getting there, yeah. Getting there quick.
So tell me a little bit about your city. What are the major challenges that you face?
Well, I think like many cities around the state of Michigan, and probably indeed around the country, we face a lot of challenges when it comes to rebuilding our infrastructure. That's something we've been talking about. It's estimated that Owosso needs to rebuild in streets alone a little over $40 million. And we have currently about 10 in which to do that. The voters last November gave us a $10 million bond to sort of see what we could do. So we're kind of stretching that out to get as much done as possible for people. So the infrastructure challenges are big ones. Fortunately for Owosso, we have been managed financially quite well over the last several decades. So we don't have these looming pension obligations and post-retirement healthcare obligations that you see many other communities struggle with. So on that front, we're actually doing very well. We do have a balanced budget, and we just passed that recently again for the next year. And so I would say the biggest one and hardest hurdle to get over is the infrastructure.
And you said your population is about 15,000.
Correct.
So are people moving to Owosso, leaving, or is it just about staying the same?
I think it's about the same. We've lost population over the last 30 years. 1970 was the peak. We had about 17,000 at that time. But I do believe it's sort of leveled off, I suppose. And we may see a small uptick because unemployment is so low in the county now and in the city, and industry has made a big comeback, and it's continuing to make a big comeback. So I think hopefully we'll see some increase in population.
So what is the main industry in Owosso?
I would say it seems to still be auto related. We have a lot of auto part manufacturers, but it's fairly diverse now. We have a company, Covenant Eyes, that they kind of sell their services worldwide, and that is a pornography filtration company that is sort of serves as a blocker. You know, people can subscribe for their family, their kids, businesses can subscribe, government governments can subscribe. I believe they even have some foreign governments which subscribe to their services. So,
and they're based in Owosso?
They are based in Owosso. That's our highest paying employer in the county, actually. It's sort of our tech hub, I would say, at this time.
And how many people do they employ?
Several hundred, actually, I believe. So, yeah, they do quite well. But so we're fairly diverse now, but I would say it's still mostly automotive related when it comes to parts and things like that.
And how about the school system?
School system's great. I'm very proud of our school system. They have a lot of fantastic programs. They have the International Baccalaureate program. They have the Robotics Club. They just do really well by our students. They are ranked consistently. Over the last several years, U.S. News and World Report has ranked all of the high schools, I believe, in the Midwest, and but for college preparedness. And Owosso is ranking somewhere in the mid-20s to mid-30s on that consistently. So I'm very proud of our school system and our teachers.
That's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, okay, so tonight your city's holding a public meeting on possibly allowing sale and consumption of alcohol on city property. Mm-hmm. So tell me what this is all about and why the change.
So basically what precipitated the change was our downtown farmers market, which is run by one of my best friends, Tracy. She runs our market on Saturday mornings, and she started to run a market on Thursday evenings. And she has a guy who sells wine, Michigan-produced wine, and which is allowed by state law at farmers markets. And you're also allowed to distribute a one-ounce sample of said wine for people to try and figure out which one they like. So it came to the attention of city administration that our ordinance was a very old and vague ordinance that simply said there shall be no liquor in city parks. And there was nothing, no exceptions made. That was really all it said. It was vague. It was open to interpretation. So we decided to update that and allow for some of our festivals, which have existed a long time, but have been out of code, so to speak. So, yeah, we decided to make a couple of tweaks.
So it's just really to update.
That's correct. Oh, okay. That's correct.
Okay, so Owosso actually has a castle.
That's right. That's right.
So tell me about this castle, because the picture that we have posted on WKR News Facebook page, it's beautiful.
Right. Yeah. So currently the castle and our three other museums are managed by the Owosso Historical Commission.
Okay, so what's the name of the castle?
It's Kerwood Castle.
Okay.
And it was a writing studio for him. He was the highest paid author, I think I'll get this right, of his time. He died in 1927. And he was an author and a nature conservationist. He founded the Conservation Association that we see around today. And this was his writing studio. He was a novelist and he wrote short stories as well. And this is what he built for himself. It took several years to complete. He had several meetings with Hollywood executives that would come into Owosso to sign contracts. He was one of the very first, if not the very first, author to make movies out of his books. So a lot of rich history there. It sits right on the river, and it's open to the public. It's a $5 suggested donation. But the other museums, which are right in the vicinity in the same park, I would recommend visiting those as well. But the castle's very neat. Probably the most visible symbol of Owosso.
So the castle, and then there's also this steam railroading center.
That's right. That's another big one. It's got the 1225, which is the real-life Polar Express.
Oh.
It used to be actually here on Michigan State's campus. It's an old steam engine, and they restored it, and now it runs, and it takes people on during Christmas season, on a trip to the North Pole.
Okay.
So we have a lot of kids, a huge tourist attraction.
I have heard about that now.
Yes.
That I think of it. Okay.
Yeah, it's a very big deal. They use that particular engine to animate for the book and the movie, The Polar Express, and they use the sounds off of the steam whistle for the movie.
So a lot of history in Owosso.
A lot, yep.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. It has been a pleasure to meet you. And Owosso, I have to admit, I've never been there, so I apologize for that. But I told Reginald, our news director, that I will have to take a field trip there. So
well,
thank you.
Well, come on down. I appreciate that. Thank
and,
you.
And again, a picture of the Kerwood Castle is posted on our WKR News Facebook page. And again, that was the mayor of Owosso, the new mayor of Owosso, Chris Avalon.